Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
This is Reverse Deception Radio on the Veritas Radio Network, Crusade Channel.
Sir, you are no gentleman.
And you, miss, are no lady. Oh. Don't think that I hold that against you. Ladies have never held any charm for me.
King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers.
How do we know it's not a fake? It looks like a fake.
That's false advertising.
Well, one thing we know, you're no fake. You're a genuine idiot.
Thank you.
And now, here with an unlimited supply of misinformation is Mr. Know-It-All.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're a nerd.
I know you are, but what am I?
You're an idiot.
I know you are, but what am I?
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 I know you are, but what am I? Infinity.
Feeling stupid? I know I am.
Hey, welcome to episode 2 of A Bush Grows in D.C. Today we're going to cover some of the very interesting lives and times of the CIA and talk about how it grew from just a little seed into a much bigger landmark, something that's going to be moving in and taking charge and taking control of the activities of our elected and appointed officials. This is Reverse Deception Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Carpenter. Thank you for coming in today. Thank you for being with us and spending the day. Let's take a look at something that's rather timely, first of all, and then we're going to go into the art of deception. Today is all about how governments, not just our government, but governments around the world, all practice the same art. And it's an art of not only deception, but misinformation, disinformation, and all of those things that make you question and wonder why things come out the way they are when you know perfectly well that that's not all the information that went into making a news story. Take the example of Vince Foster. Now, we all know Vince Foster died several years ago, and we all suspected that there was some fishy stuff going on with the Clinton family, specifically with Hillary, because, heck, I mean, he's a lawyer, he's tied to her, just like Webb Hubble, who is no longer with us. Vince Foster, and if we go back in a couple of previous episodes of Reverse Deception, we talk about how important Vince Foster was with the raid at Waco. The information that was provided was so important. Now take a look. When was it? When did Vince Foster die? Vince Foster died July 20th, 1993. Now when did the siege at Waco, Texas end? That ended April 19th, 1993. And Vince Foster was the deputy White House counsel, and he was the lead lawyer for the Waco activity. Who was the person who gave the direction for the assault to begin? If you said Janet Reno, you need to go back and listen to the Reverse Deception episode again, because it was not Janet Reno. Janet Reno was directed what to do by Hillary Clinton. And how do we know that? Well, we happen to know that because of some FBI files. FBI's information that was there about Vince Foster, and it had information from him stating what Hillary Clinton had told him to do and what her directions to him were. As you can see, this is a little involved, but we're going to get past that little involved piece here, and we're going to go right into the meat of this, because as of just 2.5 weeks ago, the FBI files linking Hillary Clinton to the, quote, suicide of White House counsel Vince Foster have now vanished from the National Archives.